Welcome back to another deep dive. You know the drill. We try to take complex stuff and make it, well, digestible and hopefully interesting. Today, we're zoning in on a specific project, Casa Talaya Residences, over in Benal Medina. We've got a good pile of documents to work from, a really detailed quality specification sheet, a general plan, kind of a fact sheet, and importantly, a price list. So we'll be pulling the key info from all of those for you.
Exactly. And the aim isn't just to list features, is it? It's to really highlight what makes Casa Talaya tick. We'll look at everything, you know, from the actual concrete foundations up to the smart home tech.
Yeah.
And crucially, why any of this actually matters if you're trying to figure out what this place is all about.
Okay, let's get started then. First off, what exactly is Casa Talaya Residences? The docs call it a gated boutique community. What does that actually translate to for someone listening? We know it's 28 apartments, 14 ground floor, 14 penthouses, all three bedrooms. But the marketing stuff really pushes the exclusive location, panoramic sea views, and this feeling of nature and tranquility. What more can we glean about that?
Well, a really key point, I think, is that it's an off-F plan development.
Ah, right. Important distinction.
Absolutely. It means you're buying before it's finished.
Yeah.
So the timeline becomes, well, pretty critical. The developer is Indo Capital, architects are SOB Arquitectos, and it's being sold by Prime Inversiones Immobiliarias SL construction firm, still TBD, apparently.
Okay.
But they do give dates. Building license, the LO expected December 2025, construction start Q1 2026, and then completion targeted for Q1 2028. So there's a roadmap.
Right, a three-year horizon, roughly, from license to completion.
Yeah.
And the money side. How does that work for off-plan? Walk us through the payment stages.
Okay, so it's broken down. You start with a 10,000 euro reservation payment.
Yeah.
That holds your unit.
Standard enough.
Then, when you sign the private purchase contract, it's 30% plus VAT.
Okay, that's a significant chunk.
Then another 10% plus VAT comes due 6 months after signing that contract.
Right.
And the big balance, the final 60% plus VAT, that's only payable right at the end on completion. Gives you some breathing room during construction.
Okay, that makes sense. Let's talk lifestyle. Gated boutique community sounds nice, but what's actually shared? What are the common areas and amenities that make it more than just apartments?
Yeah, this is where it gets interesting. They've listed quite a few shared facilities. There's an indoor heated pool, quite specific on the size, 12.5 by 3 meters. It mentions large windows, views, even a wooden slatted ceiling. Sounds quite stylish.
Uh-huh.
Then an outdoor infinity pool. Landscaped areas, exclusive design, they say.
Okay.
Also a fully equipped gym and something they call a social and co-working space.
Ah, co-working. Very current.
Yeah, reflects modern needs, doesn't it? Plus, landscape green areas are mentioned, and the info sheet specifically adds a sauna to the list.
Sauna, too. Nice. We also have that general plan, the layout map. Does that tell us anything more, maybe about accessibility?
It does, actually, and this seems quite deliberate. The plan highlights specific adapted access points.
Worry.
For the outdoor communal area, the indoor pool zone, the gym, and the main communal hall. It even marks out an adapted route. And it mentions compliance with Decreto Accessibilidad Naval 01. So it shows they're thinking about broader usability, making sure everyone can navigate the spaces easily. It's a thoughtful design.
Good to see. All right, let's move inside the actual homes now. Time for the real nitty-gritty from that quality specifications document, starting right at the bottom, the foundations. What ensures these places are built to last?
Well, often overlooked, isn't it, the foundation?
Yeah.
But crucial. Here they mention isolated footings, some specific pillar details near walls, and deep foundations using micropiles.
Micropiles. Explain that a bit.
They're essentially small diameter piles drilled deep into the ground, often used for tricky soil or for extra stability. It suggests a real focus on a solid base. This is combined with a reinforced concrete structure, all up to code, naturally. And they specify concrete slabs with an 8-meter span, which is quite decent, allows for spacious room layouts. Means a solid, quiet structure.
Solid foundation. Check. What about the outside walls, the building envelope? What makes it stand out?
The facade is specified as white SATE. That's S-A-T-E. It stands for Exterior Thermal Insulation System. Basically, it's like wrapping the building in a high-performance insulation layer. They state, it exceeds the thermal and acoustic levels required by code.
So better than standard for energy efficiency and soundproofing.
Exactly. Then you've got floor-to-ceiling aluminum windows and doors. These have thermal breaks, stops heat or cold transfer through the frames, and double glazing with an internal air gap. Good for keeping heat in or out, and noise, too.
Okay.
Sliding doors in living rooms, tilt and turn windows elsewhere. Terraces have safety glass railings, and, interestingly, built-in planters with drip irrigation and landscaping. Privacy between terraces uses metal lattice and hedges.
Nice details. Okay, let's step over the threshold. Inside the apartment, what catches your eye in terms of interior quality and design?
Well, starting at the front door, it's armored with a security lock designed to match the rest of the interior woodwork.
Good start.
Inside, passageway doors are smooth, lacquered, either swing or sliding. Wardrobes are built in, lacquered. Floor to ceiling always feels more high-end, doesn't it?
Yeah.
And they're fully fitted inside. Partitions, hanging rails, shelves, shoe racks. Very practical. Crucially, walls between apartments are specified as soundproof. Interior walls use a system with double plasterboard layers and internal insulation. That means better acoustics, better thermal insulation, and better fire resistance. Even the suspended ceilings have rock wool added for sound dampening where needed.
Sounds like a focus on peace and quiet inside. What about floors and walls?
Indoors, it's rectified porcelain tiles. They mentioned a 75 by 75 centimeter size. Rectified means the edges are perfectly square, so you can have really thin grout lines. Gives a very sleek, modern look.
Ah, okay.
Outside on the terraces, non-slip porcelain tiles, naturally. And in the garage, it's polished concrete, but reinforced and treated to be dustproof. Walls inside are smooth plastic paint, while bathrooms get high-quality ceramic tiles.
Right. Let's talk kitchens and bathrooms, often the make or break rooms. What level of luxury and practicality are we talking about here?
Yeah, this is where you see the luxury tag really applied. Kitchens are described as luxury Model Nova kitchens or similar.
Model Nova, that's a known high-end Italian brand, isn't it?
It is. Known for very clean lines, good quality. They mention linear layouts or island options, high-pressure laminate finishes, integrated appliances. Countertops and backsplashes are silestone or similar. That's a popular quartz composite.
Durable stuff.
Very. Pull out faucets on the sinks. And appliances are Siemens or similar. Induction, hob, hood, oven, fridge, dishwasher, washer, dryer, even a microwave included. Pretty comprehensive setup.
Sounds it. And the bathrooms.
Sanitary ware toilets, sinks, bidets are specified as Lofen or similar. Another quality European brand.
Right.
Showers and baths come with screens. And a nice perk. The penthouses, the attics, get hydro massage bathtubs.
Ooh, fancy.
Faucets are single lever and thermostatic for showers by hand scroll or similar. Again, top tier German brand. Main bathrooms include a vanity unit with a mirror. It all sounds very well appointed.
It certainly does. Beyond the physical finishes, the specs mention advanced installations and smart home tech. What are the highlights there for the tech savvy listener?
Yeah, this is pretty interesting. Air conditioning and hot water use an aerothermal heat pump.
Okay, explain aerothermal quickly.
It basically extracts heat energy from the outside air, even when it's cool, and uses it very efficiently for heating and hot water. It can also reverse for cooling. It's very energy efficient.
Got it. So how is the heating and cooling distributed?
Heating via underfloor heating and fan coils. Cooling uses radiant cooling floors, similar idea to underfloor heating, but circulating cool water plus fan coils for quicker temperature changes.
Radiant cooling floors, that's quite high end.
It is. Very comfortable, silent cooling. There's also a double flow ventilation system. This constantly brings in fresh filtered air and removes stale air, but recovers the heat so you don't lose energy. Great for air quality.
And the smart home part?
It's an integrated system, controlled by a touchscreen and remotely via an app. They mentioned iDomus by Oracle or Zenio as the likely systems. It lets you control heating, cooling, ventilation, the blinds, certain lights on off, and it includes sensors for intrusion, flooding, and fire. So it bundles comfort, convenience, and security.
Quite a package. Okay, let's switch gears to the investment angle. We have that price list dated June 17, 2025. What does it tell us about the range of prices and what's included?
Right, the numbers bit. The list gives prices for specific units, like CT103, CT207, etc. There's a range, as you'd expect. The examples given go from, say, 720,000 euros for unit CT203, up to 1.2 million euros for several others, like CT113 or CT217. Some are marked reservado, already reserved.
So varying prices based on size, location, floor, presumably.
Exactly. And for each unit, the list breaks down the areas. The main built area, covered terrace, uncovered terrace, garden area, if it's a ground floor unit. And it confirms allocated parking, usually two spaces per unit, plus a storage room, a trastero.
Okay, useful breakdown. But price lists always come with caveats, don't they?
Yeah, right.
What's the crucial small print here that listeners absolutely need to be aware of?
Extremely important, yes. The document itself states it's distributed as information and critically does not form part of any contract.
So it's indicative, not binding.
Precisely. It's also only valid during the date specified and invalidates any previous one. So always check you have the latest version. And a big one. Prices are net prices. They do not include VAT, property transfer taxes, etc. Those need to be added on.
Significant extra cost to factor in.
Definitely. Also, the vendor reserves the right to adapt prices without prior notice before receipt of a deposit, meaning the price isn't locked in until you've actually put that reservation fee down.
Ah, so prices could potentially change.
Yes. And one last little detail. If you pay the deposit using a credit card at the sales office, they add a 1% surcharge. Good to know.
All very important points for anyone considering this. Okay, I think we've really dissected Casa Talaya residences now. We've gone from the deep foundations through the insulation, the luxury finishes, the smart tech, the community feel, right up to the price list and its warnings. A proper deep dive.
It really paints a picture, doesn't it? When you look at all those specifications together, you get a clear sense of the quality and the lifestyle they're aiming for. It's about understanding what's behind the brochure, really.
So for you listening, what's the takeaway? Well, if you're looking at high-end off-plan property, understanding this level of detail, the type of insulation, the brand of faucets, the smart home capabilities, the payment structure, the disclaimers, that's what empowers you to make a really informed choice.
And it leaves you with a question to think about, doesn't it? Given this focus on quality, on modern tech like aerothermal heating and smart systems, how might an investment like this not just be a home for today, but how might it hold its value or even appreciate as our expectations around technology and sustainable living continue to evolve over the coming years? Something to consider.